I mentioned we were backloading, which means we've got our interviews on the they're on the back half of the program, and they start right now. Not too late for you to get through. It's Elf Numbers toll-free nationwide, but the windows are closing. 1-800-636-8686. Right now we're talking Bears football. We're joined by a tight end for the Chicago Bears. He was second on the team in receiving yardage last season. 60 receptions, 612 yards last year. He was the 43rd pick overall in 2020. Out of Notre Dame, Chicago is going to open up against San Francisco. So a big opener. That's on September 11th. Cole Kmet is my guest. Cole, it's so good to have you on. How are you?
Good. How are you doing, Jim? Thanks
good.
For having me.
It's great to have you. So there's a lot that I want to get caught up with you on, but I want to ask you about tight end you in Nashville. You went for the second time. I talked to guys who went to TEU last year. What was the experience like for you this time around?
Yeah, I think this year is just really bigger and better. Kind of the same stuff we did last year in terms of getting to know guys and kind of meeting some legendary guys. This year we had Dallas Clark there and kind of get to learn some things from him. But, you know, classroom work, on-field stuff, and then obviously, you know, got to enjoy Nashville a little bit. But a good time to get everybody around and get to know each other.
All right, so I'm glad you mentioned Dallas Clark. I was going to ask you because Dallas Clark said, quote, "I just got fired up. We can talk until we're blue in the face, but it's got to come from the heart. It's a mindset, and then to be around the best of the best. Are you kidding me? How do you not get fired up?" End of quote. So even a guy like that was pumped up. He was talking about mindset. So, Cole, what is the mindset that is required to play tight end in the NFL and thrive?
Yeah, well, Dallas, you know, he was really talking about, you know, you got all the data analytics now and sports science stuff. But at the end of the day, you just got to – it's got to come from the heart, and you got to be able to, you know, make that play on third down or make that play at the end of the game. So you just got to do what's asked. And, you know, we do kind of that gritty work, you know, in the trenches, but also have to make those tough catches across the middle and take some hits. So that's kind of our job as a tight end and, you know, just being all-knowing of the offense. So, you know, he dropped some really good wisdom on us for the week, and – we were able to get some good things out of Dallas, for sure.
Cole Kmet joining us. I'm going to talk to you about that gritty, dirty work you got to do in a minute. But in talking to guys like Greg Olsen, George Kittle, Travis Kelce in the past, they've always made the case that while tight ends do get more respect now than they did back in the day, they're still not getting the respect they actually deserve. Does it feel that way to you?
Well, yeah, for sure. I think you look like a guy like, you know Travis and George, and if you were to compare them to receivers, you know, they're underpaid. And you look at the things that they've done, their time in the league, and, you know, they've been number one receivers for multiple years in their organization. So, obviously, you know, that's kind of how it is right now, but I think that's changing, and that'll continue to change, you know, as the years go on.
So one more thought about your peers. Early last season, you were talking about studying film of Kittle, Kelce, Gronk in particular, and how they get open and what they do to get open. What did you learn from those sessions, and how did that show up on the field? Like, what separates them, and how were you or what were you able to apply?
Yeah, well, I think, you know, all three of those guys play a little bit differently. When you look at George, he's able to use his speed off the line and use his ability to block in line and his, their different run concepts and all that stuff to get open. And you look at Travis, who's got unbelievable route running and feel within the game and with this quarterback. And then you look at Gronk, a guy who's able to use his strength and also his vertical speed down the field to get open. So all three of those guys, you know, have different ways of getting open. And, you know, I kind of look at myself and see what are the things that I can pick up from those guys. And, you know, for myself this year, you know, I'm going into a similar offense that George has been running in San Francisco. So definitely pick up some of those things. And then body top wise, I look at Gronk and, you know, how he plays and things like that. So you just kind of pick and choose some of the things that those guys do and try to implement them in your game.
So talking to Cole Kmet, you know, Cole, you've played 33 games in the NFL, but you've already done it with four different quarterbacks. I'm curious, how would you describe the chemistry that you have now with Justin Fields, and what kind of expectations do you have for the upcoming season?
Yeah, obviously we both have high expectations because of that, just the type of people we are. But, you know, our chemistry has been growing, and it's going to continue to grow. You know, I thought we had a great OTA session here these past couple months. You know, now we're on a little break, and, you know, now going into camp, we'll just kind of pick up where we left off and going into the preseason using those games and then leading into week one. So looking forward to it. And, you know, we have high expectations for ourselves, obviously, and the standards to meet, but We're looking forward to just kind of continue growing with one another.
So I think it seems to me, correct me if I'm wrong, but it's one thing for the quarterback to call a play in the huddle, and then it's another thing for the quarterback to, like, own that play in the huddle or own that moment in the huddle or show up a certain way in the huddle. How significantly different does Justin feel to you this year in terms of his comfort with the offense and his role as a leader?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, you can see, you can tell it's his show right now, and he's running like that in practice, and you're seeing that on the practice field. So, yeah, that's the thing you see from last year to this year, and, you know, just how he carries himself in the huddle, and that's giving guys confidence around him. So, you know, that's only going to get better as we get moving here and as we get going into camp. So, I know guys are feeding off his energy, and we're excited about this upcoming season.
Cole Kmet joining us. Listen, I know you can't give everything away, but I'm curious, how would you describe your role in Luke Getsy's offense? How different is it from what you've been asked to do in the past?
Yeah, well, I think for me, you know, you look at this, you know, this new West Coast system that's kind of been, you know, in the NFL recently that a lot of teams have been picking it up on, whether it's Minnesota, San Francisco, or Green Bay. And, you know, I kind of look at those guys, the tight ends, how they've been used in those offenses, and, you know, obviously in the run game with the wide zone stuff, and then, you know, play action off of all that. So I'm really just kind of looking at all those teams, you know, in the past that have been running this and, you know, using this towards my advantage.
All right, so it'd be pretty easy to just focus on the receiving end and say, hey, this is where I'm going to help the team. But you talked about the grunt work, the grittiness, the tough work. You said earlier, this is a great line, you said earlier, quote, that you crave violence through my blocks. It's one thing to understand that's part of the job. It's another thing to crave the violence through your blocks. What is it about blocking that you love so much?
Well, I mean, I think I love the boys up front. You know, the offensive linemen, those are some of my best friends. To be able to do some things with them is a lot of fun, and you want to be a part of that. You don't just kind of want to be a service guy. You want to be part of that run game and take part in that effort. And then, obviously, along with that, you're able to open yourself up in the pass game as well. If you're able to be in line and all that stuff, and, you know, you use a play action or a movement pass off of that, you're going to be more open. So, you know, being able to use the run game is obviously just a lot of fun in general, you know, with David and Khalil back there and being part of it with the offensive line, but it also gets you open in the pass game.
Hey, Cole, it seems to me like you're kind of rolling with all this. I mean, you're a pro, but you're entering your third season with the Bears. But you're entering your third season with the Bears as somebody who played high school ball in Arlington Heights, about 30 miles away from Soldier Field. Like, is there any part of you that's still like, nobody gets to play at home? Is there any part of you that's like, man, this is still a dream? Or is it just all normal and business at this point?
Yeah, no, I recognize that every day. I'm super fortunate to be where I'm at, super lucky to really have stuck around the Midwest here. You know, obviously growing up in the northwest suburbs of Chicago, and then having the opportunity to go play at Notre Dame and then being drafted by, you know, my hometown team, it's special. And, you know, I recognize that every day, and I don't take a day for granted when I walk in that building because, you know, not many people get to do things like this, and I'm really fortunate about it. So, you know, I'm taking it one day at a time, obviously, and, you know, but I'm grateful every day I walk in that building.
Speaking of getting things to do that not normal people get to do, along those same lines, you and a bunch of teammates were recently at Wrigley Field, and you got a chance to take some BP. And now, here's the thing. You're not a football player that picked up a baseball bat. You won a state title in baseball in high school. You played at Notre Dame. You obviously can handle a bat. But still, what was it like to take BP at Wrigley, and then how did that session go?
Yeah, that was a blast. You know, that is my favorite place on earth, Wrigley Field. I love going there to watch games, and that's the place that I've been to growing up all the time, and it's just a great atmosphere in Wrigley. So to be able to be on the field and take BP, it was pretty awesome and pretty special. I was able to win the home run derby within our team. Justin hit two out, I hit three, but we had a blast, and it was a good team bonding opportunity for sure.
Hey, listen, I think people have to understand. I know this because I've got a couple of kids that played high school baseball, and I know the whole thing. Like, from the earliest age, we got them going in travel ball and all that goes into it. Man, even to play college baseball on any level is amazing. Never mind that you made it to the NFL and you're starting in the NFL. That is not a small thing at all. I'm curious, what was the college baseball experience like for you? Were you just moving season to season, or do you have really fond memories and bonds with the guys you played college baseball with?
Yeah, no, I have a ton of great bonds. They were just actually recently in the College World Series, so I was up last week in Omaha, and, you know, five or six of those guys that I played with were all playing in the College World Series. So the catcher that I was thrown to was there, Dave LaManna, and you know, all my other friends that were playing. And yeah, so pretty cool stuff. You know, I was able to create some really great bonds and guys that I still talk to this day. But yeah, I mean, it was just moving on from season to season, really. You finish up with football, get a week break, and then I had a report early in the winter to get started with preseason camp for baseball, and then it kind of just carried on till June and got a week break, and then boom, right back to football. So it was pretty hectic for sure, but I enjoyed every minute of it, and you know, definitely was a great opportunity.
So finally, it's not an original thought, but I do want to ask you, most people, and I've got about a minute left, most would say you need to specialize. Would you not argue that you were better at every sport for playing every sport?
Yeah, I'm against the specialized thing. You know, I get it. Obviously, at a certain point, you got to pick, but I say play as many as you can for as long as you can. I think, first of all, mentally, it's a great thing. You know, it keeps you fresh each season that you're playing, and it keeps it fun and loose. So I think that's a big deal, and it just makes you an overall better athlete, I believe. You know, so all the sports have different movements and things like that. So, you know, I'm just a big proponent of playing as many as you can for as long as you can.
Honestly, I've asked that question probably 100 times, and that's about as good an answer as I've received. I really agree with you. He is a tight end for the Bears. He was second on that team in receiving yardage last season. High expectations for the coming year. Once again, Chicago's going to open up against San Francisco on September 11th. Tight end Cole Kmet, my guest. Cole, great to get caught up. Thanks so much. Really appreciate that.
Yeah, thanks, Jim. Appreciate you.
Appreciate you, dude, very much. Solid guy.